Rural area, roof area. In the middle of Ilumetsa forests, in Veriora, at southern part of Põlva County, lies Menikunna Landscape Protection Area. It is a popular resting area among nature enthusiasts. According to folk tales, Menikun got its name from a male name of Meni, who built his home on a marsh island, and Kund, an archaic Estonian word for uplands surrounding the swamps. The bog of Menikunna was formed as a result of terrestrial swamping of sandy areas more than 8,000 years ago. The bog's mineral resources, or layers, are saturated with water. The sands below it lay only partially, so the swamp sort of hangs in the air. To protect the bog, a natural preservation area was founded in 1981, which was rearranged into a nature reserve in 2015, in order to guarantee a better protection of both the marsh and the adjacent lakes. Largest lakes are Nohipalu-Mustjärv, one of the lakes with the brownest water in Europe, and Nohipalu-Valgjärv, one of the lakes with the most transparent water in Estonia. Both lakes are great for bathing and fishing. Dryland of the landscape protection area occupies 2,991.3 hectares. Inland water bodies remain under 36.3 hectares. For nature enthusiasts, there's a 2.4 kilometer long boardwalk along which a diverse bog landscape with its ecosystems is preserved. The bog is rich in flora and avifauna. For example, rare plants can be found there, like water lobelia, the Pleurospermum austriacum or the Austrian caraway, Lake Wilworth, and a variety of different orchids. Protected birds include the white-backed woodpecker, grouse, great grey shrike, whimbrel, and the seahawk. During autumn, geese and cuckoos stop for resting here. Due to its rich bird life, Menikunna is listed as an area of international importance of avifauna, as well as within the European Natura network. The bog also has several islets, which are mainly covered with fine pine forests. But there are also diverse grove forests. Most well-known islets are Pähnisaar and Piksaar. The latter reaches several meters above the bog surface, which allows hikers to enjoy the view on the surrounding marshy landscape. There is a small hut and campfire site for hikers in the Liipsaare forest. The house has a stove, a fireplace, and even berths for overnight stays. A little further, towards the edge of the bog, there is a 11-meter-high tower overlooking the islets and marshland. There, at the bog's verge, you find another lake with several islets. A hiking trail leads by up to the sandbars surrounding the Menikunna bog. This place is also known as Kamarusmäe. Here you'll find the sunset house for hikers along with a campfire site. Due to higher grounds, you have a good view to the eastern part of the bog, as well the possibility to enjoy a sunset to the west.